Él siempre resuelve, deal. McDonald's es perfecto para muchas ocasiones, como cuando es día de mudanza y pensaste que tu esposo iba a etiquetar las cajas de la cocina y él pensó que tú lo harías.
Dense un descanso y un gusto. Los frappés y smoothies de McCafé en cualquier tamaño están a mitad de precio en el app. Asunto resuelto. Por tiempo limitado en McDonald's participantes, válido uno por día. Visita el app de McDonald's para más detalles. Se requiere descarga y registro del app.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
We want to thank God this morning because it's Him alone that has the ability. He has the ability to kill and to make alive. And He has chosen to keep us alive. So we give Him thanks. Give Him glory in the precious name of Jesus Christ. This morning, without wasting much time, I want us to read Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, and we're going to pray. The book of Romans, Paul, reading from verse 1, says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. The gospel He promised beforehand through His prophets in the Holy Scriptures, regarding His Son, who after His earthly life, was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by His resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ our Lord, through Him we receive grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith for His name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be His holy people, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank you, God. I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported to all over the world. God, whom I serve in my spirit, in preaching the gospel of His Son, in my witness, how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times, and I pray that now, at last, by God's will, the way may be opened for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong, that is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I may have a harvest among you, just as I have among all the Gentiles. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of Christ is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, righteous will live by faith. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible quality, His eternal power, and His divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what He has been made. So that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they become fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty of their error. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind, so that they do not what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. God's wrath against humanity. I want you to understand where the problem started. It takes the power of sin to drive a man away from the presence of God. It all started from worshipping idol. Worshipping idol. Exchanging God with things that are created. The Bible says that the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth. Hallelujah. They know the truth. Because before you suppress the truth, it means that you know the truth, but you find a way to press it down. Hallelujah. Suppress, meaning that you press it and use another thing to replace it. So they choose to suppress the truth. And suppression of truth is wickedness. What is wickedness? Wickedness is twisted wisdom. For a man to be wicked, he has to be wise. But he used wisdom to create wickedness. Hallelujah. You know that this particular substance kills. And you can make that substance. And you also know that this particular substance can enhance living and improve the level of living and the quality of life. You decide to twist them. And instead of improving the quality of life, it disapproves the quality of life. So you know the goodness, but you choose to do the badness. Hallelujah. So that is the reason why God began to reveal his wrath. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God made it plain. Hallelujah. Very plain. For his creation of the world, God's invisible quality, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, have been clearly understood from what he made. So that people are without excuse. And we know a man, we know a woman. We know the difference between a man and the difference between a woman. Hallelujah. It is clearly seen. We know the good ones and we know the evil ones. We clearly see them. But the Bible said they choose to observe this and choose to take bad instead of good. Hallelujah. They changed everything that God created. God created man and woman. They say, no, it is man and man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God made it Adam and Eve. They say, no, it has to be Adam and Steve. Glory to Jesus. It changed, twisting the truth. It says, is what may be known about God is plain to them? Because God is made it plain to them. But since creation of the world, God's invisible quality, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, been understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish heart was darkened. Hallelujah. You see, it is God that gives wisdom. And it is dangerous when a man chooses to be godless. The Bible says he gave them futile mind, thinking that has no meaning. Glory to God. Futile mind. We're going to pray against every futile mind. And foolish heart. He said, it was darkened. Even though it's already foolishness, God darkened it so they became worse. Who would have done that? If not the devil. Darkness of foolish heart. If it was full, well, that's stage one. But the end of the stage and the production and the end product of this foolish heart is darkness. With all their foolishness, the heart was also darkened. So we're going to pray that God will remove every darkness in our heart. Foolish heart get darkened. So it get worse. It gets worse. Hallelujah. It get worse. Things that were in the secret. Things that stand against the ordinance of God are easily, freely used these days among the children, among the students, among. It's like a joke these days. Oh, are you a gay? Oh, are you not? Oh, I am. The practice, it becomes norm. Things that God himself was angry about. Their mind became darkened. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him and thanked him. The mind became dark. The foolish heart became dark. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human and birds and animals and reptiles. Hallelujah. As if that was not enough. He said God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts. Hallelujah. When heart hits with darkness, all kinds of things comes out from a darkened, foolish heart. They become dark. That they begin to use their sexual desire to create impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. Degradation, that's what the Bible calls it. When a man begins to walk with a man, you see them becoming a norm. A man will say to one another, they are getting married. You see them all times, women marrying women and all kind of nonsense going on. Even the very animals, a male animal knows that this is a female animal. So in doing that, they even become lesser than the animals. The Bible says they were degraded. And their foolish mind became so dark. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie. And worship and serve created things rather than Creator, who is forever praised. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. And the same way the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Can't even understand. A man lusting after a man. You ask yourself, what is the attraction? Is it the head? Or what? What is it? If not darkened mind. Hallelujah. And furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, God gave them over to a depraved mind, and they do what ought not to be done. Depraved mind. Depraved mind will make a man to do what is unheard. Depraved mind comes with all kinds of things. I'm going to pray them out of our lives. Hallelujah. It's all over. It's like a flood. Swimming. Taking over the land. Hallelujah. Moving further and further in deep wickedness. We're going to pray. The Bible said they became filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. We're going to pray against this, that this will never mentioned among us, that the power of God will remove every evil from our families in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and begin to decree and begin to pray right now. Say, Lord, every evil and wickedness, every evil and wickedness that is set, that is being attracted in my street, in my family, in my house, in my family, in my country. Hallelujah. We need just to pray. Because of this depraved mind, that the power of God will crush them. Let the glory of God rise like the sun. Let it rise as the light. Let it rise that every darkness will disappear. Every darkness in our hearts, every darkness in the hearts of our children, in the hearts of our family, will totally disappear. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the power of God come on. Let the power of God come on. Let the power of God descend. Let the power of God manifest this morning, and begin to dissolve every darkness, every powers of darkness that have taken over the heart of our family, the heart of our children. Let it be totally destroyed this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, decree and pray. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. The blood of Jesus Christ, 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 the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, arise, let your enemies be scattered. Do not keep silent. Mas epa nigaba, rima bonto bali infai maso prenegedi. Remabon Tobari Masakli Banagaya. Ribodolo go brigade de Libagadalaba. Ribagodolo Bogodo brigade de Libagadalaba. Ribagodolo go brigade de Libagadalaba. Ribagodolo go brigade de Libagadalaba. Zimbe Vanuma Saka. In the name of Jesus Christ, every evil mind, every evil powers that has taken over the land, that have taken over our streets, that have taken over our streets, that have taken over our children, we command by the power in the name of Jesus, flush them out, O Lord, by your own power. Flush out every darkened mind, every foolish mind, every envy, every evil. Take them away in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to pray against every greed and envy. Yes, kondo brana matakaya. Zila babo uski pranagadia. Rema bon trobo enfeti barima saka. Jele bambro nomadia. Letrove in powder soprani gadian tolobo. Rema bonto velibabos. Rekambainamos on telibabos. Riketeleke preketelebede. Take away every envy. Take away every murder. Take away every strife, every deceit and malice. Take away every gossip and slander. Take away every insolence, every arrogance and boastfulness. Mighty God, flush them away from our family. Take them out from our children, mighty God. Every boastfulness. Yakomos in Petanai. Zimelonto barikaba. Rima mamamas kindolobos. Vene brantolobos. Every invention of evil. Every invention of wickedness that the enemy has set in our streets, in our houses, in our zones, in our country. Let the power of God flush them away. Flush them out. Every invention of evil that are set up in our workplaces, let the power of God flush them out. Dissolve them this morning in the name of Jesus. Yet alima borobo zebuya. Lebra nagadalibo godoribo zebuya. Yande barima mosenki abonos. Let your power arise. Arise, O God. Arise, O Lord. Dissolve every satanic invention of wickedness that is set up to destroy the lives of the children of God. I come against you this morning by power, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. We shall live in the goodness of God. I want you to open your mouth, begin to confess this. Say, I shall live in the goodness of God. I shall live by his mercies. The mercies of God is our portion this morning. We exchange every wickedness with the mercies of God. We abandon wickedness and we command that those evil plans will not work. Will not work. From now on in our families, we destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every creeping wickedness. Every creeping wickedness that have crept into our houses without knowing it, let the power of God dissolve it right now. Dissolve it, Lord. Dissolve it, Lord. Dissolve it, Lord. Dissolve it, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. There is somebody on this prayer line. God is asking you to change your heart. Ask God for a change of heart. Hallelujah. Ask God to change your heart this morning. Ask God to change your heart this morning. Hallelujah. Change your heart this morning. Remove every veil that is upon your face. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With all your hustling, it's like you're seeing nothing. There is a veil that God is going to tear out this morning. That veil will be totally destroyed. We'll never see you again. Thank you, Father. Thank you, blessed Lord.
Remember to pay the campaign. Rabbal Satoliba Shiemoriba Kansar. Rabolindre Megalos. Yes, Lord. Fear now. Dissolve the Lord. I shall be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I begin to cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I begin to cover your children. I cover your going out and coming in with the blood of Jesus Christ. No evil shall see you. No evil shall see your children as you move up and down, as you go to your different businesses, locations of work. I demand for a protection. No accident, no car accident, no fire accident. Let the power of God protect you and guide you and take you back and forth. Our families shall rejoice. We shall never be in agony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Just open your mouth and I thank you. I thank you for answering all my prayers. I thank you this morning because every sickness in my body is going. Somebody is acting up with allergy. Hallelujah. Allergy. Allergy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your problem is allergy. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just the allergy. Hallelujah. God is healing you right now. He's taking away that swelling, is taking away that stuffiness, is taking away something that as if is choking your throat. The power of God is going to remove it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I tear it down. Let the glory of God shine upon you. Let the healing power of God touch you and touch everyone under the sound of my voice. Even those that will listen after, let the glory of God shower upon them. We thank you, Father, for hearing us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you, and I will see you by this time tomorrow. Bye-bye.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.